Edition of Across the Line, and it's all made possible by OVK kliëntefinansiering. OVK kliëntefinansiering beskikbaar oor 'n omvattende reeks produkte pasmaak vir die landbouprodusente in OVK se bedieningsgebied. Besoek OVK se webtuise vir die kontakbesonderhede van die kredietbestuurder in jou area.
We're just so excited to bring you another edition of the Rugby World Cup report. The Springboks will be focusing on Tonga this week as they seek to secure their passage into the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup in France. The Boks are still licking the wounds from their 13-8 defeat to the Irish in Paris on the weekend, and I think we all are along with them. And there is now some added pressure to ensure they make it to the knockout rounds. The Springboks are expected to beat Tonga, but Fiji has already caused a major upset at the World Cup by beating the Wallabies, and the Sea Eagles would have taken notice of that performance. This has left Australia in a position where they may not make it into the next round. But for us, the exciting news is that the seasoned fly half Andre Pollard is expected to make his return on the weekend when they tackle the Pacific Islanders. This will give the Boks a reliable kicker off the tee and will give the Boks some options going forward. Director of Rugby, Rassie Erasmus, said the return of Pollard will be a boost, but they need to be patient.
Andre is playing this weekend, but see how Andre, first of all, do the other stuff in the game. You know, does he get through the game on the contact side of things? I'm sure he'll also take some time to find his rhythm with his kicking under pressure in big test matches, and the Tonga one will be a great test for him, not as a test but as a yardstick to see where he is.
Sunday's important game between the Springboks and Tonga in Marseille will kick off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, the fourth round of matches gets underway tomorrow night when the Velvetias of Namibia go head-to-head against the Los Teros of Uruguay. Both teams have played some really entertaining rugby throughout the World Cup, but neither side has managed to secure a victory. For Namibia, it will be their fourth test on the bounce, and it will also be their last appearance at the World Cup. Namibian coach Alistair Kutsia, who was previously also the Springbok coach, said they want to go out with a bang.
You know, it's an old cliche, and it's been used by one of South Africa's best golfers, Gary Player. He says, "You make your own luck." We played well this week. We're playing really against a quality side, and they showed it. But it's up to us, and now we want to finish this one. The players know that a game like this and what a win means for the country, it can change a lot. So, you know, we'll pitch up tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Pool A game at the OL Stadium kicks off at 5:45. And there you have it. That's it for Across the Line. I'll be back at 5:30 with more sport.
Across the Line is moontlik gemaak deur OVK kliëntefinansiering. OVK kliëntefinansiering sluit in maandrekeninge, huurkoopfasiliteite, die finansiering van sonkrag en groen energie, voorskotte op wol en bokhaarleweringe by OVK, sowel as alle tipe produksiefasiliteite. Besoek OVK se webtuiste vir die kontakbesonderhede van die kredietbestuurder in jou area.